This is Matt with Floor Daddy. How may I help you?
Oh, hi. William, please.
This is William.
Oh, hi, William. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thanks for asking. You probably got the notification, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something's going on with the card that we have on file.
No, nothing. It's just kind of like low right now, but give me a few days and it will be back in action. So
I see.
Yeah,
okay.
It's been rough.
Well, I want to give you an option because your program includes an extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. So if you ever get to the point where, you know, things are extremely tight, you could take those off and that would lower the subscription to $149 monthly. Okay.
So I'd like to increase that in the near future, though.
That's what I was thinking. That's why I say, you know, it's an option. It's not something that, you know, some people want to do. So if you think that things will be okay in a couple of days, we'll just leave it as is. But it is something that you can either take them off or increase that budget whenever you're ready, okay?
Okay. And also, I had a question. I've been meaning to call you.
Yes.
I don't know if you'd be the
one to
answer. What all does my subscription include?
Okay, so it includes the Google, Bing, some of the popular directories, the Facebook ad, your website, the hosting, and the call tracking number.
Okay. Do y'all have Facebook posting?
I don't know if they do Facebook posts on a regular basis. I've seen them do it like on a special request before. So what we can do is once we get the payment up to speed, I can send that department a message that you would like to have some Facebook posts, and maybe they can set it where they'll do like one a week or something like that for you, like I said, on a special request.
Okay. I was just curious if maybe there's an additional package that I could add. And, like I said, it'll be just a few days. It's been I've got a payment that got delayed by 2 weeks, and
it's
been car issues. It's been everything. It's been one thing after another. But
of course, that's the way life is. Everything mounts up at once, right?
I've been hit with the kitchen sink for like the last 6 years straight. I don't feel like I've caught a break. I mean, every time I feel like I'm catching one, it's like something else falls right on top. But
it is life.
I feel like I'm enduring some kind of 7-year curse. I'm hoping it ends in seven. I'm right.
Oh my goodness. Like when you break a mirror, right? And they say it's a 7 years of bad luck.
Exactly. It feels just like it. I've not had a worse string of luck in my entire life. I've never been kicked so much, but it's like slow progress and then a step back, but it's fine.
Well,
but
you
I'm
sound
to have like,
that. Like you're staying positive throughout. So that's really good. You know,
oh, I've dealt with some severe depression. Yeah. I've never dealt with depression, but I've dealt with through this. That's for sure. But I'm staying as positive as I can. I hadn't ate any lead yet, so I'm good to go.
Yeah, you know what I think you would really like once you're ready to upgrade is, have you heard of Google Guaranteed?
I have not.
Oh, okay. So it's a brand new program that Google rolled out probably May of last year, and people are going crazy for it because it's a pay-per-lead program, okay? So the neat thing about it is, I don't know if you've ever used those lead generation services before,
a
Thumbtack or and because those guys sell the lead to anybody and everybody. That's how they make their money, right? And so what Google's done is they found a way to provide an exclusive lead program where if you participate, the lead would only go to you. And the reason it's called Google Guaranteed is you have to pass a background check in order to participate. And once you pass that, Google guarantees your work up to $2,000 per client. So if you ever got one of those disgruntled clients that, you know, you do a ton of work for and at the end of it, they want their money back. If it's a valid claim, Google would intervene and they would refund them up to $2,000. So it's a
That's what y'all offer?
Yeah, we offer that. And how it works is if you wanted to participate in it, you're licensed and insured and all of that good things, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. So it's a one-time non-refundable $250 application fee. That application process takes about 4 to 8 weeks to get approved. Because it's a newer program, we're knocking them out more around the 4-week mark. But once you're approved, it would be just $56 per lead. And in order to activate the campaign, they would require 13 leads. So it would be $730 to get started on the leads flowing. But that would be another 4 to 8 weeks out, depending on how long the background check takes. Now, the $730, William, it works like an escrow account. So let's say that that month you don't take 13 leads. Let's say that you just take on 10 leads, okay?
Okay, so the next month,
right, you would just pay $560. You would just pay the next month to kind of replenish that bucket, so to speak. So, yeah, you can also go over it. You know, some people say, hey, I don't want 13 leads a month. I want 25 leads a month. That's okay, too, you know, and then they would just adjust the budget accordingly. But the nice thing about it is our Google Guaranteed department monitors it, and if you ever get a bogus lead or someone that's an incorrect category or 150 miles away, then you don't get charged for it. So you're only getting charged for the leads that are actual people, you know, calling you and asking for estimates and setting up, you know, appointments with you and things like that. So, yeah, I think you'd really like it.
Mm-hmm. I think I'd really like it, too. So with Angie, one of my biggest issues is, like, I'll get a lead, and within 1 minute of receiving that lead, I will call the lead, and that lead will have definitely already been passed around prior to meeting and making it to Angie, because they'll be like, I'm so sick of everybody calling me nonstop. All I did was put in my information and blah, blah, blah. All these people keep calling me. And I'm thinking, I got it less than a minute ago. I know you didn't have a bunch of calls, so Angie got this one secondhand. If I ever dealt with something like that with Google Guarantee, and it doesn't sound like I would, because y'all get it and don't pass it out, but
right.
Who's to say that Google didn't get it from somebody else, or that it hadn't been through other lead generation services?
Oh, that's a great question. So how you would be able to know that is that if you put in, for example, and I'm going to send you an email with more information so you can recognize specifically what these companies look like that are already Google Guaranteed approved. But if you put in hardwood flooring, for example, Augusta, Georgia, you'll see a couple of companies at the top that have the green check mark next to them. Those are
right.
The ones that are already using Google Guaranteed that have passed the background check. And you can see that if you click on one of them, the information goes only to that business. It doesn't go to, you know, 5 or 6 other guys. So that's what you have to realize with Angie Leads is they'll sell the lead to you and everybody else out there, which is why you'd get a lead and within seconds it's already been called by other guys, right? Because that's how they're making their money. And they say, in their pitch, I've heard them say, oh, we share it with 3 other contractors or 6 other contractors. But what I've found, because we deal with so many of their clients, is they go well beyond that.
Yeah, oh, no doubt, no doubt.
Right? Yeah.
No doubt about it.
The nice thing about this is that we're not getting leads from another source and then kind of flipping them to you, or, you know, all of these other companies. These people are looking for your service in your area, and then they click on you specifically, and then they get only your information. So they don't get your information and a bunch of other guys. So I just sent you the email on how that works, just so that you can kind of review it. And then if you think it's something, you know, in the near future that you want to get started on, or maybe even when that check clears that you're waiting for, you know, then we can, you know, kind of get back together and charge the application fee and get that process rolling, because obviously the sooner you get that, you know, background check started, then the sooner you'll actually be set up to be in that section.
That sounds good. Now, the background check, does it tell you if I'm a gangster?
No, but they will
approve. I'm living that thug life.
Yeah, you sound like it. You sound pretty scary on this.
I'm sorry.
I'm kidding. No, they... They will pass the background check if there's something that comes up, like a DUI or something like that. But if there's anything like a felony that has to do with, you know, robbery or something like
I've got nothing. Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, I didn't think so. But, yeah, sometimes, you know, if you have something on there that, you know, might be something like, you know, a smaller issue, then don't worry about it. They'll still pass the background check.
I'm the least gangster person that I know.
I know. I can tell. I mean, I know you were just joking, but, you know, sometimes I like to, you know, kind of clarify when people ask a question like that.
No, I do. I've tried to be doing the same thing on your end. So are you just part of the sales team, or are you part of something like?
Well, typically all I do is I call out and collect failed payments, but I also can, you know, offer additional products and bring new clients on board. Sometimes people have a new location that as I call for the failed payment, they're like, hey, I want to set up another. So I kind of manage all of that too. You know what I mean?
Cool. Well, I appreciate the insight, and I am definitely interested in that. I'm sure in about a week or so, I'll be giving you a call back and beginning to set up for that.
Oh, I'm glad. You'll love it. You'll get so much bang for your buck rather than just increasing your Facebook ads, because you already have Facebook ads, which is great, and you're doing fairly well with it. But I think that this will really blow that revenue out of the water. People are going crazy for this program, and I really think that you'll love it too. So I'll put a note on here.
I need revenue blown out of the water. That sounds good.
It's really good. So, you can always call me if you have any further questions. My name's Tina, and I'm at extension 777. You'll see that on the bottom of the email that I sent you. And then
Perfect.
You and I will be talking more in the near future to, you know, try to get the payment up to speed. So also, if you have any questions, we can kind of tackle it at that time, okay?
That sounds good. I'm going to go ahead and favorite the email so that I've got it saved. And
okay.
I'll refer to it in just a few days.
Sounds good. All right. In the meantime, have a great rest of your week, too, okay?
Thank you, Tina.
Oh,
you
and
well.
You prefer Matt rather than William, right? I think you said Matt
I
when
do.
I called.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I apologize. I think I put William on the email, but moving forward, I'll put a note on here, so hopefully I won't forget.
That's okay if you do. No worries either way. I respond to pretty much anything.
Okay, good. Okay. Yeah, my husband is notorious for that. He'll see someone we haven't seen in a while. Hi, Bob. Hi, Joe. And it embarrasses me because I'll be like, the man's name is Carl, you know?
It happens. I could be a Carl.
Well, that's the funny thing, because my husband's a big Samoan guy, so usually people will just let him get away with it. They're like, sure, he could call me anything he wants.
I'd tell you, I'd allow it too, then. I'm a small guy. I'm 5'4".
That's funny. Hey,
no trouble.
Small guys are tougher.
Not often.
The bigger guys are the big teddy bears, and it's the small guys that are tougher.
That's true. Napoleon syndrome. That's what that is.
I love it. Well, I definitely enjoyed talking to you, and
you
said,
as well.
We'll be
talking
to you in another couple of days, okay?
Sounds great.
Take care now. Okay, bye-bye.